Amen. Please be seated. And boys and girls, little ones, big ones, if you'd like to come down the front, because this is my little son here. All right. He's got something special for you.
So if you're littler than me, probably should come down. Come on, don't leave me hanging. I see you back there, Riley. Come on down. Let's go. I'm just going to get some things from out here. Come on down. Welcome this morning. All right, who wants to hold this for me for a sec? Thank you. Are you sure you don't want to use it? It's pretty fun. I feel like you've got all the control. All right, welcome. Now, I've got an important question for this morning. Who knows? I'm thinking of a word. It's got three letters. It starts with S. Who knows what sin is? Sounds like a fun kid's talk, doesn't it? Who knows what sin is? Has anyone got a good answer for that one? Yeah, when you do something bad. Yeah, it is inside of us. It's kind of like COVID. It's everywhere. And we need more than a vaccine, that's for sure. We need a saviour, don't we? So, one of the really easy ways that you can think about sin is something that we do that hurts other people and it damages our relationships. So, our brothers and sisters and our friends, it's really important to have friendships and relationships, isn't it? Otherwise, we'd be like by ourselves, like living like a hermit, which might sound exciting for some people. But it's really important that we have people around us. And what sin does is it damages those relationships. So who can tell me something that's happened in your life where you're like, oh, I wish I didn't do that. That was a bad choice. Has anyone got anything? Something that might be like a sin? Confessions. That's right. You could have dealt with it already and everybody in your family knows it's okay. So sometimes we can look at our sin like a big backpack that we carry, and sometimes we can keep loading it up. So when I was little, I told a really big lie, and instead of coming clean about it, I just kept lying to cover up the lie, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and I didn't deal with it for a long time, and that went in the backpack for a while. So I didn't deal with it, because when you don't deal with things, when you don't ask for forgiveness or tell the truth, you sort of carry it with you, don't you? That's right. And then you might do something else that hurts somebody. You might accidentally punch your sister. Not that that ever happens, does it? Or on purpose. And what do we do when we hurt people? What should we do? We should say sorry, but if we choose, like, you know what? I had every right to punch her. I don't want to say sorry. I'm going to carry that one with me. I'm not going to ask for forgiveness for that one. I'm going to carry it with me and just keep it. I don't want to say sorry. And maybe you steal something and you think, well, nobody knows. I didn't really hurt anybody. I'll just keep that one in there as well. My bag's starting to get a little bit full. And then you just keep loading them up because now you've got all these things and you think if I say something about this one, then I'll have to like say something about all these other things as well. My bag's starting to get a bit full, a bit heavy. And then we keep going. And you know what? Sometimes we need to apologize to other people if we do silly things, don't we? Not just the person that we hurt. Like, say, maybe I was running around and I accidentally, like, bang, gave Riley a flying elbow to the head. Accidentally. And I could apologize to Riley, but I might have to apologize to Phil as well. Because Phil's Riley's dad. And Phil loves Riley. Doesn't he, Riley? Loves you a lot, doesn't he? That's right. So sometimes you have to apologize to other people for the things that you do. But if you don't apologize, and if you don't ask for forgiveness, we just keep loading these things in. And how much fun... Who's ever carried a really heavy backpack before? Maybe you've been overseas, or you've like been down a canyon, or you've like taken something really heavy, and you're like, this is really not that much fun. And you try and carry it... And you try and drag it around and you're like, oh my goodness. Evie sometimes puts bricks in her school bag just for fun, don't you, Ev? Not really. and you're carrying it around. You go, gee, it'd be nice to be rid of this thing, but it'd be so much work and so many people I'd have to tell. Right. Luckily for us, God did something about all of our sin and all of the things that we carry around. He sent Jesus to die for our sins. Because if we carried this and we thought, you know what, I'm just going to deal with it for my whole life. If we carried this, this would kill us because it would get so heavy. So what Jesus did is he came and paid the price to take away all of our sin. And there's a Bible verse that I'd like to read to you guys. And it is out of Psalms. And this was from a person who had done lots of good things in his life, but he'd also done lots of bad things. And he had things that he had to ask God forgiveness for. And he said, "How great is God's love for all who worship him, greater than the distance between heaven and earth." And then he said, "How far has the Lord taken our sins from us? Farther than the distance than the east is from the west." And that is a long way, because the east and the west keeps going, doesn't it? If you look at a globe, the east and the west doesn't stop. There's no poles. They just keep going. So that's how far God can take our sin away from us. So it's important to remember that when we do the wrong thing, that we can apologize to the people around us and we can ask for forgiveness. But what's also really important to remember is that God is our loving Father. And just like if I did something to Riley, whether it was on purpose or accidental, and I could apologize to Riley, but I might have to also apologize to Phil, because Phil is Riley's loving father. And I've hurt Phil because I've hurt the son that he loves. So I hope that makes things a little bit clear for you guys. And I hope that you remember, doesn't matter how full your bag is, that you can always leave this with Jesus. And you can drop it, and he will take it right away. But also, something you might have to do, because when we sin, we don't just hurt God, we can hurt other people as well. So we do often need to talk to other people about the things that we've done wrong. And we need to apologize and ask for forgiveness. And then we can be back in relationship again. I think that's a really exciting thing. And if you'd like to know more about that, you need to listen really carefully to Mr. Carlisle when he talks, because he's going to tell you more about that. So does anyone want to carry my bag? Want to take it away? Oh, absolutely. This is all yours. You can unpack it. Get all my cool rocks out. All right, should we pray together? Let's do it. Lord God, I want to thank you that you made a way to deal with our sin. I want to thank you that you're our loving Father. And I want to thank you that you sent Jesus to come and to live and to die for us so that we could be back in relationship with you. And I just pray as these little ones grow that they would know more and more of you and they would know more and more of your Saviour, of the Saviour Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so much for these young ones, and I pray as they grow that you would continue to use and to bless them and direct their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, boys and girls.